So the two of you were in bed and the three young children were unsupervised in the kitchen.
A rude awakening set off his single roommate.
It got noisy. And I said, hey, can you guys keep it down?
And that started an argument.
Then morning turned dark.
She said, this child is loud. Get this thing out of here. She doesn't belong here.
And tell me how the argument ended.
She punched me in my jaw.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Mary Bizard is suing her ex-roommate, Joshua Beaumont, for breaking a lease, a stolen phone, and a false restraining order.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 68 on the calendar, the matter of Bizard versus Beaumont.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat, please.
Ms. Bizard, who was your boyfriend in 2017?
Anthony Jordan.
How long had you been seeing him?
We just started seeing each other. We met at work. We had been friends
Mr.
for a
Jordan.
While. Yes.
Is he still your boyfriend?
Yes.
So you've been with him for quite some time?
Yes.
He's not married?
No.
And you're not married?
No.
Who was this?
This is Anthony Jordan.
Where does Mr. Jordan work?
At Amazon.
And where do you work?
Amazon.
Do you work in the same location?
Yes, the same building.
So you have a serious relationship?
Yes, we do, now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Now that I've dealt with that, let me tell you what this case is about, as far as I see it. You and Mr. Beaumont leased an apartment together. What was the start date of the lease?
June 12th, 2017.
Mr. Beaumont moved out. On what date did you move out?
Moved out November 19th.
After some argument that transpired because Mr. Beaumont had a girlfriend, he had children, you were living there by yourself, you don't have children.
I do not have living there.
No, you did not. And there was a major kerfuffle involving the children. Mr. Beaumont left, and you want him to be responsible for the rent from November until June.
June, correct.
Well, you sort of acknowledge. And Mr. Beaumont says that there was a very bad argument that involved the children. You actually got excited. He felt that it was an unsafe environment for the children and for his girlfriend, who was then pregnant, and he was forced to leave. The reason that I ask you about your boyfriend is that when things got out of hand on that night, I don't remember the date.
It was the morning.
Or the morning.
Yes.
And it got out of hand to the extent that you felt as if you were being ganged up on.
Yes.
And you called your boyfriend to come over.
Yeah.
That was in the morning of November 19th.
Yes.
And what I'm curious about is, why didn't you and your boyfriend decide to move in together?
Oh, because he was in another lease. That was the reason why we didn't move in. Well, a few reasons why we didn't move in the beginning. But he was in another lease, so, and I needed
still,
to move in.
Just a second. He was in another lease.
Yes.
Is he still in the other lease? We're talking about a year ago. So he didn't have a 2-year lease. So when was his?
No.
When was your lease up, Mr. Jordan?
It was up in May.
In May. And where are you now?
I'm still at the same place.
So you renewed your lease?
No.
Yeah, he was new to his lease.
What?
He was new to his lease at the time that we started a lease.
That's not what I'd asked him.
Oh.
Your lease was up in May.
Yes.
Did you renew your lease?
No, I did not.
Where did you go?
To my sister's.
I don't believe you.
You can call.
Do you know what I mean?
This May.
I'm talking about this May.
Okay.
Do you understand?
I do.
Yes.
I do.
So if the two of you were dating, mm-hmm. and you've been dating for over a year, that would suggest to me that you at least spent some evenings together.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
And it would suggest to me that if he didn't renew his lease and he was living independently, as you said to me, and went to live at his sister's, you're not going to sleep over at his sister's. So if you're living alone, mm-hmm. so if you're living alone and you work in the same building at Amazon, mm-hmm. even though you may work different shifts, it would seem only logical to me that when he was sleeping over, and since you weren't staying over at his house, he was staying at yours.
He did stay at my house.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes stay at my place, even when Josh was there.
I'm not talking about sometimes staying at your place when Mr. Beaumont was there. I'm saying when he didn't renew his lease on his apartment, mm-hmm. when you called him on November 19th where he was living, and he didn't renew that lease, my question to you is, do you want me to believe that he moved in with his sister, or do you think that a grown-up person like me would think that he moved in with you?
These are two different times. These are two different times. Right now, my lease now ended, and his lease has ended, so now we can move together. But at the time...
Just a second. Yeah. I'm not talking about at the time. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about in 2018, in May of 2018. Where was Mr. Jordan living in May?
In May, he was still at the house. His lease has ended now. We are now relocating, and so we are now going to move together. We are now,
Ms. Buzzer, I'm not buying what you're saying to me. Okay? I'm not buying what you're saying to me. Court maximum $5,000 for breaking the lease. You want to tell me, Mr. Beaumont, what happened on November 19th that caused you to leave the house?
November 19th, it was peak season at Amazon. So we was working 6 in the afternoon to 6 in the morning. At that time, me and Mary were working together, so I informed her before that the kids will be there, my girlfriend will be there, everybody's gonna be there, so just in case, you know, we don't go home and she sees everybody at the house.
Just a second, how many is everybody?
I have 5 kids now. So at that time, I had my 2 boys, her daughter, her, and me. So we were all going to be there. And they...
You mean all going to live there?
No. They're there on the weekends. So I have my kids on the weekends, so she will come over on the weekends.
And your girlfriend?
Yes. And because
would
she
come over on the weekend and bring her daughter?
That's not true.
Yes.
Is what you're telling me, your girlfriend, who was then pregnant, was not living at your house?
Yes.
Is that correct?
That's true. But she only came to the house about 4 times in the whole 5 months. She only came to our home.
Four times total. Okay, and the last time was on November 19th?
Yes.
Oh, that's fine. Mm-hmm. That's reasonable, because it would be unreasonable for the two of you to go into a lease together, and all of a sudden, he has a whole bunch of ducklings coming along with him, mm-hmm. and you're all by yourself, and you have a very taxing job. I got it. Give me the Reader's Digest version.
Okay.
November 19th in the morning.
Okay, so in the morning, I always get my kids up, tell them...
Just tell me what happened.
Okay. So basically...
On November 19th.
So basically...
Not basically. I don't want to hear basically.
So Mary woke up. She said the kids were being loud. Well, she called out one of the children, which is her daughter, and I call her my daughter, so...
She's not your daughter. She called out your girlfriend's daughter.
Yeah, and she said... Well, she was yelling at her, and she said, This child is loud. She doesn't need to be in the kitchen. Get this thing out of here. She doesn't belong here. So that's when
Was that on a weekend or a
This was Sunday morning.
Listen, when I talk to you, I talk to you. When I talk to him, I don't. Go ahead.
So this was Sunday morning. All this happened Sunday morning.
And the apartment that you leased with the plaintiff, it had 2 bedrooms in it?
3.
3. And she had a bedroom?
Yes.
She had the master bedroom?
Yes.
And there were 2 smaller bedrooms?
Yes.
So there was room for the children. Now, how did you split up the rent?
We split everything evenly. 800, she paid 800, and then we did the utilities evenly.
You did what, evenly?
Yeah. Well, we split everything down the middle.
Even though you were many more people than she was?
Yeah.
Well, that was nice of her. Okay, but she says that your girlfriend really only came over 4 times in the months that you were there, from June until November.
Yes, she wasn't over, like, a lot.
Okay, so she was yelling at your girlfriend's daughter.
Mm-hmm. She said that she didn't want her in the kitchen. I explained to Mary that she's just using the microwave. There's nothing wrong with her using the microwave. I told her.
Was she being loud? Was the child?
No. She was being as loud as any kid would be, pushing buttons, closing and closing the microwave door. But it wasn't just her. It was my other 2 children as well.
So they were all in the kitchen?
They did one at a time, because I don't allow them all together. So,
why?
Because kids get loud and they start doing extra stuff. So to minimize the loudness, one at a time.
How old are they? Give me the age.
At that time, there was 2 8-year-old and 1 6-year-old.
Okay. That needed supervision. And where were you and your girlfriend?
I was in the room.
What room?
My room.
You were in bed?
Yes, I was.
And where was your girlfriend?
She was next to me.
So the 2 of you were in bed, and the 3 young children, 2 8-year-olds and a 6-year-old, were unsupervised in the kitchen?
No. My oldest, he was in the kitchen first. He made his breakfast in the microwave.
And then where did he go?
He went to the table.
What table?
The table that was right across from the kitchen.
Is it in the kitchen?
It's not in the kitchen. I have a picture of how it was set up. So
is it a breakfast room off the kitchen?
It's
what
is it? It's a dining area.
Can you see the kitchen from the dining area?
Yes.
Is my question.
Yes.
You can. It's the same room. It's just a kitchen and then a little dining area that's next to it.
It's an actual room. So
I'll take a look.
Yeah, I have
just show me.
This is how the kitchen was set up. The first picture is the living room / dining area, and that's the kitchen.
So this is where the dining room table is?
Yes.
Okay, and this is the kitchen?
The kitchen is where my name is at. Yes, that's the kitchen.
Here?
Yes.
Okay, so the three children were in this area.
Yes.
Unsupervised. One would go in because it's a very small kitchen, use it, and then come out and be here, and you and your girlfriend were in bed.
Yes.
In the morning. That's, okay, that's what I got.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
So now you get into a discussion with her because a little girl, she said, was making too much noise, and she came out and she said, get this thing out of here. Thing, is that what you said?
That's what she said.
And that started an argument.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Mary Bizard says, ex-roommate Joshua Beaumont broke their lease, stole her phone, and filed a false restraining order against her.
So now you get into a discussion with her because the little girl, who was how old?
She was 8.
She was 8. She said was making too much noise, and she came out and she said, get this thing out of here. Yes. Whatever it is you say that she said, that she said, get this thing. Is that what you said?
That's what she said.
Wow.
Get this out of here. And that started an argument.
That, yes, it did.
Started an argument. And tell me how the argument ended.
So the argument, within the argument, I told her, Mary, I am on the lease too. I told her that she can make her breakfast in the microwave. It's not the stove. She knows how to operate the microwave, and it should be done. She then said, it doesn't matter. I want her out of my kitchen. And I told her, it's not your kitchen. And then that's when my girlfriend came, because she heard all the loudness and commotion.
Don't tell me what she heard. Your girlfriend got out of bed.
Yes. She came to get her daughter, and I said, no, it's okay. I told her she can make her waffles, and then she can eat. Because at that time, she was really crying, and she didn't know what to do because of all the loud and yelling. So when I told Mary, like, I don't have to listen to you. This is my house. I'm a grown man as well. That's when she proceeded, and she punched me in my jaw. And then I kind of stood there like, okay. And when my girlfriend seen it, she got upset. And then Mary proceeded to leap over me and hit her as well. So she scratched her on the ear, so she hit her slightly right here. And that's when I pushed her away. And then I told her, Mary, if this is how you're gonna act, I can no longer be here. You've hit me, you've hit my girlfriend, which was with child.
You have any verification of that?
Well, I made a police report.
I'd like to see it.
Which is right here.
Just a minute, I'd like to see it.
And then after that incident, okay.
You made a police report in November?
Yes.
On report date, November 21st. Well,
wow.
Why didn't you call back the police officer who left you a message?
Oh, we were trying to...
That's a reason. I said, why didn't you call back the police officer?
I did several times. My schedule is through the middle of the night to the day, and his schedule was, we were off schedule. We were going back and forth with phone calls. I did speak to him, and then, I don't know, he said that...
Don't tell me what he said.
I did speak to him, and I had to go through with appearing in court, and I was going to do that. We went back and forth trying to reach each other.
Just a second, let's go for her. So you did finally contact the police officer because Mr. Beaumont went into the police and said he desired prosecution because you had struck him.
I wasn't aware of the police report at all.
Just a second.
I got the call, and then I got the subpoena in the mail.
I understand. You went to court. When?
I don't remember the date. I have the subpoena, so it was 12/13.
In December?
Yes, December 13, 2017.
And you want to tell me what happened with that case?
Yes. So we went to court and...
What was the court for?
It was for a restraining order.
So we filed an application for a restraining order. I'd like to see it.
Here's the restraining order.
Are you still working for Amazon?
Yes.
You still working for Amazon? Different shifts?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you know what happened when you went to court with this application for a restraining order?
Yes. It was denied. The judge...
Don't tell me what the judge said.
It was denied.
Did you have a hearing?
Yes.
Okay, and you testified?
Yes.
And did you testify?
Yes.
And at the end of the hearing, what happened?
It was denied, and he told me that I needed to file for the breaking the lease. He told me, you know, you need to take him to court. And I said, yes.
Okay, I don't believe that.
That is what he said.
I don't believe it. Unless you have the minutes of that hearing, that's hearsay. And I cannot imagine somebody who's asking for a protective order, and even if the application was denied, a judge saying, well, you have to take him to court and file a civil case against him for a lease.
He told the judge that he needed to have a restraining order in order to get out of his lease, is what he said. And the judge said, I will not help you get out of your lease. And he turned to me and said, you need to take him to court.
Okay.
Well, and you that's took him what to court. I said, okay.
You took him to court. Yeah. You took him to court.
Here.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You do understand you're trying to talk over me.
No.
He's not paying you from December to June. That's not happening. That's not happening. Do you understand?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Mary Bazard has accused ex-roommate Joshua Beaumont of breaking their lease, stealing her phone, and filing a false restraining order against her.
It was an unsafe environment. He had to leave.
It was not an unsafe environment.
Okay. You want to tell me what happened on the 19th? You tell me what happened on the 19th of November. I'm telling you it's an unsafe environment.
On the 19th, because we get off at 5 in the morning. I get off at 5 in the morning. I got something to eat for breakfast. He got something for the kids, microwavable stuff. We both went home. I went in to cook and eat, and I went into the room, and then... he settled in, I think, a little bit, probably a half hour, hour later. He got up to cook. The kids woke up. It got noisy, so I went into the room and I said, hey, we just got off from work. Can you guys keep it down? You know, we're really tired. And then I heard the noise in the kitchen. The microwave kept slamming, drawers opening and closing and stuff. I waited.
Did you pay November's rent?
I thought maybe
Did you pay November's rent?
Yes, I did.
Right.
I waited through it because
just
I
a second.
Thought that...
Did you pay November's rent?
Yes.
Did you pay... December's rent?
I did not.
Okay. If you moved out, Mr. Beaumont, okay. I'm not buying the story.
That's not fair because you're asking him the whole story.
Because I asked you a question and what I got were a lot of
vagaries. The only thing I can answer you on the judge is what he said, because that's what he said. And you see it says denied on that paper. You're not looking
at
that.
What I'm looking at was why he said he filed for a protective order at the time in November of 2017.
He told the judge because he wanted to get out of he wanted to be able to hold the lease, hold the reason why he left. He said that he was instructed by the police department to file a restraining order.
You do understand you're trying to talk over me.
No.
He's not paying you from December to June. That's not happening. That's not happening. Do you understand?
That's not right. He walked in. This is the second lease he's walked out on. And I helped him with this, and he decides to just walk out again.
Then you took the wrong chance.
Yeah, I did make the wrong choice. I absolutely did.
And Anthony really should have been there.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of an assault? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Okay. Anthony, as long as you were living
this
there...
This is not... He didn't sign an agreement with me. Josh did.
Your case is dismissed because you're not paying attention. Your case is dismissed. I was actually going to give you his share of December's rent because he left in late November and you could not have gotten another roommate in the month of December.
Well, this is wrong because it was all the way through June.
You're not getting money... You're not waiting till the end of your lease and then suing him. Do you understand?
I had a roommate in January.
Goodbye. We're done.
Wow.
Please excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Josh signed an agreement with me and he walked out on it.
You're putting your hands on me. You're putting your hands on my girlfriend who's pregnant.
Look at how big he is. I'm not gonna, it wasn't a fight.
There's no reason for me to stay in a hostile environment anymore.
He actually grabbed me and I pushed away.
She reached over him and smacked me in the face.
I didn't do that.
If I would have knew how she was then, I would never even consider moving with her.